Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, he's going for it. This is the thing about men that we have not actually said. They are dumb. They are so dumb.
I'm super happy. I know people are always wondering, like, what's going on? Are you okay? I've never been better.
She went through so much with A-Rod.
She was definitely speaking in code.
You motherfucking Californians, y'all be doing too much. Y'all probably made a cauliflower hot dog.
What barbecues is party going to?
My mom, back in the day, used to reuse condoms.
Some people shouldn't have kids.
If you don't want them to have kids, start reusing some condoms.
Right.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop.
I do that.
She was eating.
The dream. No, I was waiting for his count. He said, don't go before my one. So here we are. Welcome to Nightly Pop. The dream team is back. Nina, Hunter. First of all, Hunter,
Let's just check in on this one over here.
How you doing?
You don't look great.
Thank you so much.
You know, it looks like it's hurting a little.
No, I'm good.
Let me tell you, I was devastated you were gone and kept repeating in the show as I choke on my almond, and she was fine with you out.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I heard the opposite.
But you're back now.
I'm just excited to be here. The doctor said the only things I needed was a Z-Pack and my ladies.
And your ladies. All right, so we're all back together. All right, let's get started because J-Lo's bragging about her perfect life. She just spent the holiday with Ben in the Hamptons and pretty much told Zane Lowe on Apple Music One podcast. You guys know Zane. She's having the time of her life.
You seem super happy and dialed in.
I'm super happy. I know people are always wondering, like, how are you? What's going on? Are you okay? This is it. I've never been better. And I want my people who care about me, because I care about them so much, to know that. Like, I've really gotten to a place in my life where I'm great on my own. And I think once you get to that place, then amazing things happen to you that you could never imagine in your life happening again. It's the best time of my life.
I heard that.
I feel like you are emulating J-Lo's energy.
Me?
Yes, I feel like you are in the time that we've known you.
Really?
This is the best energy and phase you have been in
really?
Your life.
Really?
Do you agree with that?
Yeah,
that's not a joke.
Really?
No comedic
like
gain
you're in
here.
Good energy right now.
100%. I feel like you feel the most fulfilled, the happiest with yourself. Everything's coming together. And it's all what? That manifest game.
It's true.
You gotta do
true.
It.
There was like this mirror in my house that I would walk by. And when I wasn't feeling good, I would talk bad about myself, like, oh, you look so crazy. And I'd walk past this mirror every day and I would say bad things about myself.
Right.
I started flipping it and I just started to love on myself every time I walk by this mirror. And I'll be like, okay, bitch, your hair is done. You look good. Or you know what I mean? Or, oh, well, girl, we let a little poosh. Like, I would just start loving on those parts. And then it started to be real.
And
at first, it was just saying it. And then it started to be real.
Yes.
And then I noticed, like, the people I would attract would love those same things.
I do think it's very important to cut out the negativity, especially if you want to persevere and go forward.
And that's what I think J-Lo has done, and why everybody's always like, J-Lo can move on so fast. I do feel like J-Lo has she has really mastered the art of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever relationship she's in doesn't make or break her.
I honestly believe that with J-Lo, her relationships are over way before we know about them. I think she went through, I've said this before on the show, she went through so much with A-Rod. There was a lot of stuff in my personal opinion that was going down that she was putting up with.
Yeah.
And she finally was like, I feel like this interview was the least amount of bullshit J-Lo we've got.
Yes,
she seemed direct, she seemed purposeful, and she seems like, I can't believe I dealt with that and I can't believe I'm back with somebody that I really loved and I'm happy.
And Hunter, she was definitely speaking in code, don't you think? Like,
oh,
she's like, things you would never in this world imagine that
totally
would happen again.
Totally.
You know, yeah. I'm the happiest I've ever been.
She was, I feel like she's loving that she's got all the good publicity right now, and A-Rod sitting on toilets in skyscrapers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's easy to love yourself too, especially when
you're J-Lo.
You're J-Lo.
Yeah, right.
Like it's hard for some people to love themselves, yeah, you
it's
know?
It's true. God. All right, and Cardi B is making it very clear she is not a vegan, you guys. So if you invite her to a barbecue, please don't make her any of this.
California, I'm going to one of y'all barbecues today. I ain't staying home today. I'm not with them vegan burgers, because you mother Californians, y'all be doing too much. Y'all probably made a cauliflower hot dog. I'm not with that.
Okay.
What barbecues is Cardi going to?
Very LA ones. That's what she said. And I will say, I was with some vegans over the weekend. I want to say, if you are a vegan, you take it really seriously.
They do. But there's Hollywood, and then there's LA. Because I went to several barbecues in LA,
not
and there was not
option.
A vegan thing
right.
around. Is she going to barbecues past the 10?
She's going to
is
her,
what I wanna know.
Her agent's barbecue.
Because
there's a lot of barbecues that she would be happy with.
Her agent's barbecue,
yep.
her
manager.
Billie Eilish probably inviting her. Yeah, people like that inviting her.
That's why you can't go to those barbecues. You go to drink, you go to socialize, maybe
right.
you go to network, and then you go to the real barbecues. Where
right.
There's a black man who, you know, is using Bluetooth wireless headphones around his neck, and he has brown sandals on, that's where you get in the fire barbecue. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I stopped at my uncle's this weekend. Barbecue was everything.
Delicious.
Then I made my other stops.
Yep, that's what you need to do.
You gotta know.
I had barbecue this weekend. I had ribs this weekend.
You did?
I love ribs, and they were good.
Oh, you guys should have had what I had this weekend, which was just chicken broth for 7 days.
All right, some celebrities can be a lot more selfless than you think. Seth Rogen tweeted he was at a spa in Vegas when Paul Rudd snuck in and convinced the masseuse to let him take over the massage. He didn't notice until he turned over, so Paul finished the rest of it. All right.
You guys know I love both of them so much.
They're lovable
the
people.
Best.
I love
we
Seth,
love them.
But also Paul is like a dream. I love him too.
And a dreamy man, just not aging, looking good. I do have a hard time believing this, even though I believe it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I believe this happened. I believe he didn't turn around, but I'm like, how the f-
It
did
was
that
a
happen?
Second, though. I feel like he made it seem like Paul was giving him a rub down for like 30 minutes. I think he popped in and did a little joke and laughed, and he went about his massage.
Completely. He just didn't notice the switch.
I don't know if Seth Rogen has any reason to lie. He's so cool already that it's like he's at the top of his game. Why would he make
it? You think it was the duration of like 20 minutes?
Don't you guys know people who just tell the story, the bones of the story is true, but he is a storyteller. He's a screenwriter. They're known for embellishing just a little bit. You know, don't you know somebody who's like, maybe they went to the supermarket and someone pushed them and they tell a big story about how they got into a fight in the parking lot. Like, they embellish it. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm like that sometimes. I feel like my story might be a little extra on it.
I feel like
everybody has a little
like
story that's a little extra dramatic.
I feel
for
like
laughs.
When Nina tells one of the stories, the only thing is like, if it was a confrontation or something, she'll say, I said, sir, I don't appreciate this. And then the person pulled out a knife and tried to stab me. But then we look at the security footage.
Nothing happened.
The guy wasn't the one
I had
with
the knife. I feel like with Twitter, it's not an interesting story if it's not a little extra, you know, a little seasoning on the
right.
story.
Right, I'm the worst tweeter.
Yeah, you gotta add a little seasoning to your stories on
Twitter.
There's
an art to Twitter. I just go to Twitter to complain. It's just not my forte.
That's you. That's how you make it through. You complain.
I am a big
you're a complainer. You know what I mean? That's
huge.
The way you vent.
Huge.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Hunter is like big on positivity.
Yes.
He'll even if he's
Which
being sarcastic, you're very big on the pie. I think I'm in the middle between the two of them.
I agree
you know
with
what
that.
I mean? Like
you're
I have my
good.
Days where I complain.
You're good at Twitter though. You post good stuff. Morgan will be like, "Where's the return department for babies?"
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've never
Stop
said
it.
That once. All right, you guys, you won't see Zach Braff posted all over Florence Pugh's Instagram. Mm-hmm. Bummer, I know. She just told the Sunday Times Style magazine she doesn't post him because she knows their relationship bugs people since he's not who they expect her to date.
Oh.
Does this make sense to you guys? What are your thoughts on this?
Don't talk about it if you, like, just you're just bringing attention to the thing you literally just said, I don't want to bring attention to it, which to me is silly. I think they have an odd relationship because of the age difference, right? They're, like, super far apart.
Yeah.
But who gives a
Who gives
yeah.
a
If it's your relationship, do it.
Well, people are going to, this is the thing. I understand where she's coming from because once you post your relationship, people get involved. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's crazy because even with our friendship, people are very involved. People were DMing me, are you checking on Hunter? I was out by the beach this weekend. Right. People were asking if I was with Hunter. Like, people get involved in your business.
It's so wild.
And it's, so it's very entitled. Mm-hmm. So I understand her not wanting people to be, you know, involved, but I would not do something because of fear of what people are going to say.
Yeah, she definitely feels like it's not who, as she said, who they expect her to be with. So yeah. She doesn't want, if yeah, she, but then I wonder that. If it was somebody more that on brand, which by the way, like I don't expect.
On brand, someone younger?
Yeah, to me, makes no difference. I don't care if he was 75, if she's happy, and I don't really see her as somebody, I don't put her as somebody with somebody else specifically.
By the way, Zach Braff is like Peter Pan. Like, he doesn't age. He still looks like a kid to me.
And he's the most relevant non-working person ever. We have to take a break, but coming up, which Bachelorette contestant's being a little bitch? Plus, what celebrity would you want your partner to make themselves look like?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tonight's Bachelorette, the guys competed on a group date to win Katie's love or maybe just a shot at joining the cocktail party. They played some weird combo of rugby and basketball and it, of course, got a little out of hand.
It's getting intense. I'm a little nervous for them.
I'm not going home tonight without a cocktail party with Katie. The blood gets flowing, the competitive juices come out. We're going after it.
Michael A, wide open. He's going for it.
Oh, from the back.
That did not look good at all.
Like, breathe.
Head on a swivel, mother.
Oh, my
you deserve
God.
That.
No, I'm sorry. We are playing
Come
on the
on.
Bachelor of You don't need to tackle someone like that.
That's
to the
a little
it's aggressive.
You know, he's going to end up being now. She's going to care for him.
Yes.
And give him all the sympathy.
Yep.
It was a bad play. Like, this game looks ridiculous, by the way.
But
like,
I will say, I like these men in these outfits.
You
it's about
do?
Time. Well, it's good. I mean, women, I feel like, are so scantily clad on every season. We're
okay,
always like mud
good
wrestling
point.
In these bikinis.
That's a good point.
So I think it's good that the men showed off their physiques in these little ridiculous outfits.
Yeah,
we do that.
You know what? I thought it looked ridiculous, but you're right. It's
right?
Time they showed their nipples more.
They do
quality.
Need to show. We are showing ours all the time.
Yeah, that's very, very true. This game looked like it definitely is going to prevent that man from having kids. Though.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, I hope it was worth it. I hope she picks him.
Yeah, no.
Rub some dirt in it. Rub some dirt in it, big boy.
That was
it
a
off.
Pretty bad. That was a pretty aggressive hit for this kind of game.
Completely, and not necessary. That's how you get hurt accidentally for the rest of your life. We hope you're okay. Sending well wishes.
That's how men are, though. They're super competitive. It's just like, it's like they can't stop it. I feel like you're pretty competitive yourself.
I am pretty competitive.
No. Yeah.
You are.
It's good to be competitive.
I feel like you're in general, like with Morgan and I, you're not that competitive, but I do feel like when there are other men around, there's a side of you of competitiveness that I don't see when you're talking to us.
Oh my God. Yeah. I dislocated my shoulder like 4 years ago, and then a year later, that everyone says, do not do anything until you either have surgery, you get it approved from physical therapy. Don't do anything to pop your shoulder out. My friends all did Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu and stuff. Anytime
oh
they would
gosh.
Start doing it, I'd be like, I think I could do Jiu-Jitsu. First roll I did,
no, I don't
shoulder
know.
Came right back.
No!
Out.
This is the thing about men that we have not actually said. They're dumb. They are so dumb. It's like, you can't, it's like a lost dog. You can't hurt yourself, and the minute you need to, you do it. All right, we got an exclusive sneak peek at Lifetime's new series, Lookalike Love. The show premieres tomorrow, and this woman is willing to do anything to look like Kim Kardashian, even if her husband isn't into it.
I know that we said no plastic surgery, but I'd like to see if he offers something that's like non-invasive.
Plastic surgery, it makes me uncomfortable. And you know, you read things and see things that happen to people, and it just worries me because this is, you know, she's my wife.
I'm obviously not gonna just sign up to do something before I've done my research.
Like, I have the booty, I have the hourglass shape, but my stomach.
It's just not there.
That on top of Botox and filler and...
I mean, kind of don't need that, but...
A baby Botox? Look at this!
There's a lot going on here. She does not look like Kim Kardashian.
Uh-uh.
But she's a beautiful woman.
She is.
I like her.
She's your type?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. I feel bad for people who want to look like celebrities that, like, get work done to... Like, it's one thing to, like, dress like them. But the people who have surgery to look like them, I feel bad for them.
You should, because there is an emptiness and a void there that they need to fill with self-love, as we talked about, and lots of therapy, because you're not going to get it from baby Botox. As someone who's done baby Botox, doesn't make you happier. I will say she doesn't need anything else. And if she takes it too far, she's going to look plasticky. She looks beautiful.
Yeah, she looks great.
There's no reason to do anything. You're gorgeous. There, she looks a little more like
you. Yeah, she's going to do it, though. You know she's going to do
she's
it.
Gonna do
people
a lot.
Always take it too far, and then you'll look back and be like, that's where I should have stopped.
Yep, or not, which is even scarier. All right. Finally, Mom Shelly takes sex ed to a whole new level in TLC's So Freaking Cheap. She taught her daughter Ashley how to reuse condoms, and it may or may not involve petroleum jelly.
My mom, back in the day, used to reuse condoms. She would rinse them out and then put them in a baggie with, like, petroleum jelly in it so it didn't dry out.
Some people shouldn't have kids. It's just, that's all kinds of
You don't want them to have kids. Start reusing some condoms.
Right. I don't think Vaseline is the place to go if you're trying to preserve anything. Except for your skin. It's good, great for your skin.
Yes.
Her mom is nasty.
Nasty. Is there such an inflation on condoms that you can't just buy new ones?
They get pricey
times. If you ran out of condoms and you had a girl over one night and she was... your dream girl, you had been working on this girl for 6 months.
Working on this girl for 6 months?
You were like, she was so against it, she was in a relationship, and then finally she's like, okay, tonight's your night, let's go to dinner. And she's like, let's go back to my house, and you don't have a condom, and you have one in your bag from last night for whatever reason. Do you go to the bathroom and rinse that out?
Why would I have one in
go
my
with
bag
the story.
From last night?
Do you
night?
Reuse it, or do you be responsible and just say,
No, I'd be responsible, and I'd say, you're having this baby.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been working on you for 6 months, okay? I have been preying upon you for 6 months, however you phrased it.
We have to take another break, but coming up, Hunter's hot date with the cast of Too Hot to Handle. Did one of them sleep with over 500 women? Hunter finds out. That's next.
For those of you who need reminding, there is to be no kissing, no heavy petting, and no sex.
Yo, we are too hot to handle!
Ouch.
I will deduct money if there are meaningless flings.
What?
This is crazy. We're gonna end up broke.
Today we're gonna find your special spot.
They're all guilty. Every last one of them.
I feel like the little devil or an emoji right now.
Oh dear.
Cheers to a deep chat and cheers to
deep penetration.
That was a little taste of the latest season of Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. And as we all know, you guys, Hunter has been begging to do more interviews. We're so excited. And he just landed a big one.
Yeah, I skyped my way into the hearts and pants of the Too Hot to Handle cast. And like any journalist, I wanted to go deep, very deep. So it's time to play Horny or Horno. Okay, the rules are simple. I want to know how you think the season 2 cast answered my questions. So first up, do you think any of them felt guilty about breaking the rules and costing everyone money?
Yes. I would have felt guilty.
I don't think they felt guilty.
Okay, let's roll the tape.
Not even hours after the sex ban, you two were already making out. Did you feel bad about costing the others money?
No, didn't. There was reasoning behind it. I wasn't just doing it for fun. I mean, I was doing it for fun, but yeah, I didn't feel too bad because I feel like we were one of the, being one of the first people to break the rules. It kind of gets brushed under the mat a little bit, you know, not many few people are going to dwell on it.
And for me personally, I've never been one for rules, and I certainly wasn't going to let a little robot tell me what I can and can't do.
Melinda and Marvin, you two are actually responsible for the biggest rule break during the season. Was it worth it?
Yes. Yes, 100%. Yes, and I would do it over and over.
Yeah, it definitely worked it.
Okay.
know why I would have thought any of these people had any type of morale.
See,
character going on up in this thing.
That was your warm-up question.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next, Marvin was a notorious player on the island, but he was the mayor of Poundtown the island as well.
Poundtown.
How many people do you think he claims to have had sex with? What's your round number?
I would say maybe he'd go over 100.
Okay.
I would agree. I'm going to say 150.
Oh.
100
Did
to 150.
Did you just Price is Right me?
Yeah, I think so.
$1! All right.
Keep in mind, this guy was elected by the public as the mayor of Poundtown.
Okay, yeah, so 200, over 200.
Potentially.
No, you're done. Done, lady. 300.
Okay, that's final.
You're 350.
No. Okay, I'm going to say my final answer is 350.
My final answer is 355.
Okay, let's see what he has to say.
Who knows the amount of people Marvin has had sex with? Do either of you have any idea?
No.
Like in the hundreds, I would say.
Hell no, no, you're crazy.
Do you think it's less than 500, Marvin?
Yes, it's less than. I lost my virginity at 18, so it means like at 4 years. So yeah, I would say over 100 for sure, but less than 500.
That's a broad range.
That's quite the window, first of all.
I love his window. That
was
great.
That's quite the window. And also, for 4 years, basically like 500 people in 4 years, that's a lot.
That's quick math on your part. I still don't know if that's right.
500 women in 4 years is like 125 women a year, which is basically every other day.
That's a lot. That's a lot of sex.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's people out here like that, girl.
Wow, I am exhausted even talking like that.
And finally, Cam had a nickname for his penis, the Chum and Liege.
Oh, ew. My God.
He wanted to know if his rule-breaking buddy Emily had a name for his private parts as well. Any guesses as to what she's named it?
The Chummy Liege.
There's no way I'm going to be able to guess her nickname.
Why don't you give us the answer? We're at the edge of our seat.
I never came up with a name for Cam's penis, no. I mean, yeah, I'm more than happy to come up one for one for it now. Yeah, why not?
Let's brainstorm.
Okay, it's very pretty.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Maybe we could go for like Pretty Ricky.
Oh, okay.
Pretty Ricky. I feel like if you're gonna go pretty, it's gotta be Pretty P. It's gotta be P something. It doesn't really roll off the tongue for me.
You could just add a P to Ricky, and then it's Pretty Pricky.
Pretty Pricky. Yeah, okay. I'm obsessed with a bit of tongue twister. Pretty Pricky.
We're doing Pretty Pricky, Cam. Congratulations on your new penis name.
I'm so honored.
If somebody said their name was Pretty Pricky, I'm out of there.
No, I agree with you. Pretty Picky is not Pretty Pricky. Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, that's a tough one in your mouth.
Oh, my God. And with that, guess what? We are out of time.
Oh, bummer.
But don't forget to set your DVR so you never miss a thing on Nightly Pop. Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.